ABC Radio Australia.
Well, calls for greater action to address sorcery-related violence and killings in Papua New Guinea have been heightened following the reported deaths of four women in the highlands in recent days. The deaths are reported to have occurred in separate incidents in Enga, Eastern Highlands and Western Province after the women were accused of using sorcery. Human rights advocates say more needs to be done to address what they think is a rising trend, which has seen sorcery-related violence incidents become more common and more widespread in recent years. Andrew Thompson has the story.
They came to my house and they kidnapped me.
Regina Are is a survivor of sorcery-related violence. In 2012, in a village in the Eastern Highlands, she was kidnapped by a group of men after her neighbour died. She was accused of using sorcery to bring about the death.
They kidnapped me and they asked me all sorts of questions, but I said no, I don't know sorcery. I'm from another province. But those boys, like, they didn't believe in me what I'm talking. So they banned me and they said, you must have Sanguma and you kill this man. But I said, I don't know. And I don't have any evidence. I don't even come to your house.
She survived the attack after her then husband came and disrupted her attackers. However, her neighbour, the deceased man's wife, who was also kidnapped, was not able to escape. She died after being burnt alive. And according to human rights advocates, since that attack in 2012, incidents of sorcery-related violence have only become more prevalent. Ruth Kissam from PNG Tribal Foundation.
So the numbers of deaths have gone up the last third quarter of this year. There's been about numbers, it's going up to the tens now, 10, and numbers going up. The torches are going up to 20, and internally displaced people that have been internally displaced because of sorcery accusations are now in the hundreds. But to get the exact numbers are a challenge because some deaths are reported to us, but we know that there have been deaths in communities. We go into communities, but people are not talking about it because most of these deaths are community-sanctioned.
Ms Kissam is soon to open a village providing refuge to victims as well as working to enact change amongst communities.
Rehabilitate people and then resettle them back to their communities, not outside of their communities, but back to their communities. The reason being that most of these communities that are torturing and killing their own people, they seem to go from bad to worse. And churches in those communities are just... We'd like to involve them in bringing reconciliation back to the communities with the people that the communities have actually accused.
Ms Are, who is now living in Juaka province, hopes the government and police are also able to step up efforts to help stamp out the practice.
I think that the government and the police, they used to stop this false aspect of sorcery because it's happening in the islands and women, every now and then they are banned. They were killed. Just suspect of the sorcery. Many women died in PNG.